Hello again, and welcome to As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans in Washington. Today on the program, we have a story about religion in Latin America. Latin America includes the countries of both South and Central America and the countries in the Caribbean Sea. The report is based on a study from the Pew Research Center. In the story, you will hear how many people of the Roman Catholic faith are converting to Protestant denominations. Almost 40% of the world's Catholic population, or about 425 million people, lives in Latin America. In 2013, for the first time in history, a Latin American, Pope Francis, became head of the Catholic Church. But a recent study from the Pew Research Center says people in Latin America have increasingly lost faith in the Catholic Church. The study looked at religious beliefs and practices in 18 countries in South and Central Americas and the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico. A significant number of people are switching from Catholicism to Protestantism. Experts say that from 1900 to the 1960s, at least 90% of Latin Americans were Catholic. But the new Pew study suggests that membership in the Catholic Church has decreased as much as 20%. Most new Protestants are members of Pentecostal denominations. Pentecostals believe in what they call gifts of the Holy Spirit. These gifts include things like divine healing and exorcism, the practice of forcing an evil spirit to leave a certain place or a person's body. Many say they have seen or experienced a sudden cure from illness or injury by a divine healing. Another of these gifts is speaking in tongues, an act that many Pentecostals believe is a personal conversation with God. Maria Elena de Almeida is a member of one Pentecostal denomination in Brazil. She says she turned away from Catholicism as a teenager because she wanted to become closer to God.
Eu vim de uma família católica.
I was baptized and christened, but I was empty inside, and I knew something was lacking. Even though I was Catholic, I never prayed to idols because I believed there was a supreme being, God, and I used to talk to him. When I was a child, my neighbor used to take me to a Protestant church, and that's where I met God. That's why, at age 18, I became a Protestant.
Religious views often differ within Latin American families. Ms. de Almeida says some members of her family remain Catholics, including her mother and brother. Earlier this year, Pope Francis met with a group of Protestants in southern Italy. He wanted to apologize on behalf of Catholics around the world who treated those converting to Pentecostalism unfairly. I am the shepherd of the Catholics, and I ask you to forgive my Catholic brothers and sisters who did not understand and were tempted by the devil, he said. Though many are leaving Catholicism, Latin Americans have a generally favorable opinion of Pope Francis. At least half of Catholics in 14 countries have a very favorable opinion of him. But former Catholics do not have strong feelings one way or the other towards the Roman Catholic Church leader. Many Catholics believe some of the Church's teachings do need to be changed. About 65% of Catholics questioned in the study say the Church should permit birth control. Around 60% say the Church should end its ban on divorce. Last month, Pope Francis convened a 2-week synod to discuss the Church's teachings. Even without any change, some observers believe the synod was a signal that the Church might ease its position eventually. Words in this story. Catholic, noun, a person who is a member of the Roman Catholic Church. Denomination, noun, a religious group. Pentecostal, noun, a member of a Pentecostal religious body that emphasizes individual experiences of grace, spiritual gifts such as speaking in tongues and divine healing, expressive worship, and evangelism. Protestant, noun, a member of one of the Christian churches that separated from the Roman Catholic Church in the 16th century. Recently, we received our supply of VOA wall calendars for 2015. This year, the calendars have beautiful color pictures of the southwestern United States. To get your calendar, simply send an email to us at learningenglish@voanews.com or write to VOA Learning English, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. Be sure to include your mailing address when you write. We have several hundred 2015 wall calendars, but when they are gone, they are gone. So write to us today. And that's all the time we have for today. Join us again tomorrow for another As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans. Thanks for listening.